Hello everyone, this is A.H. Rostami. I'm gonna retell the last story of True Stories, of course. It's about Nikola Tesla. You know, Nikola Tesla is a famous inventor. He has invented a system to produce and transmit electricity using AC power, which is very famous for. And in this lesson, we are going to talk about his biography and his works, his personality, and etc. So let's start. Nikola Tesla was born in a small town in Croatia in 1856. When he was a child, he was a very strange boy. He has a strange illness throughout his life, which is very strange, and doctors couldn't explain it, because it was very strange. He also was a dreamer and an inventor. When he was a child, he was planning to invent a motor powered by June bugs. Hence, the motor's fuel is June bugs. It is very strange and interesting. He also designed a unique water wheel, different from any other water wheel in his country when he was a child. When he was a child, he also tried to do something else, but he couldn't do this. For example, about the motor, his friend ate his box, which ended his project, and he couldn't invent his motor that would be powered by the box. He also had failure about it doesn't matter. He had some failures in his life, but as a matter of fact, he was an inventor. He was an inventor from young age. So let's talk about this strange disease, this strange illness that he had throughout his life. His strange disease had making some problems, and maybe this caused him to be an inventor. For example, during one vision as a child, he saw Niagara Falls and a wheel powered by the waterfalls. It caused him to think, and he thought that he would be probably travel to America and make his vision come true. And he told his uncle about his vision and said that one day he would travel to America and make his vision come true. So he grew up and 28, and when he was 28, he traveled to the US to work for the famous inventor Thomas Edison. He arrived in New York City with only 4 cents in his pocket. 4 cents, only 4 cents. And one of Edison's European business partners had gave him a letter to work for Edison's power company. Edison is very famous for inventing the light bulb, but at that time he had a successful power company. He had invented a system to produce and transmit electricity using AC power, using DC power, excuse me. Edison recognized Tesla's great mind, you know. Tesla was almost a genius at that time, and his ideas was very, very attracting and businessman like Edison recognized Tesla's great mind. So he uses his idea, he used from Tesla's ideas to improve his DC power system. Edison offered Tesla $50,000. $50,000 in today's money is equal to $1 million. It's a very big money. And Tesla started to work for Edison. He worked for 17 hours. It was a very hard work. He worked incredibly hard. And after 1 year, after almost 1 year that he had worked for Thomas Edison, he made great improvements and also great big monies for Edison and Edison's DC power system. But when he wanted to give his money from Edison excuse me, when Tesla wanted to take his money from Edison told that this was just a joke, and the $50,000 that is equal to $1 million in today's money was just a joke, and it wasn't real. It wasn't. I don't want to give this money to you. And he also said that the money is just a joke, and said, "You don't understand American humor." Tesla thought that he could no longer trust Edison, so he quit. He tried to find work as an engineer, but he couldn't. He couldn't find work as an engineer. So he had to take a backbreaking job. What was a backbreaking job? It was digging holes for power lines, Edison's DC power lines. Edison's DC power system was not an efficient way to produce and transmit electricity. Anyone knows that his DC system could not transmit electricity to far places for long distances. It was not efficient, and at the time they should make power plants in every neighborhood to provide electricity for each neighborhood, and this was so expensive and would have taken a long time. But Tesla thought that there is a much more efficient way to produce and transmit electricity using a alternating current, using a system called AC, alternating current. He couldn't provide money for his project, and he couldn't invent his AC system, but he can found a powerful businessman named George Westinghouse to provide money for his AC system. He started to invent his AC system. He worked on his AC system, and after some times, he created and invented his AC system. It worked. His AC system was cheaper, safer, and more efficient. He started to be famous for his AC system, AC power system. But Edison was afraid that his DC system would lose to Tesla's AC system. Edison started a war called the War of Currents. He started to travel the whole country, the whole US, and connected animals in many demonstrations in every neighborhood, in every city, in every region of the US country, the whole country. And he wants to say that Tesla's AC system was dangerous and would surely kill people and animals. But two events makes this Edison's, these Edison's works useless. The event number one. Can you remember Tesla's vision when he was a child? Now, his vision came true. Westinghouse and Tesla won a contract to make an AC power at Niagara Falls. It worked, and it's the plant would make a lot of electricity that would more than all of the power plants in the world combined. It was a great success for Tesla and his AC system. The event number two. Westinghouse also won a contract to provide electricity for the Chicago World's Fair. It was the greatest demonstration of electrical power in the world. And anyone would collect, anyone who would come to that demonstration, and it was very famous. And this contract would make Tesla very famous and would prove to anyone that his AC system was safer than Edison's DC system. At the end, Tesla won the war of currents and Edison lost. After this, Tesla had a contract with Westinghouse to receive part of all future profits produced using his invention. But Westinghouse had some poor business decisions, and it causes him to destroy his contract. Why? Westinghouse was at risk to lose his company because he had taken some bad business decisions, and Tesla could have watched Westinghouse lose his company and still become the world's first billionaire. But after Westinghouse asked him to help, Tesla helped him and destroyed his contract with Westinghouse. He saved Westinghouse's company. He gave up all his future profits to save Westinghouse's company. He didn't care about money. He was always moving towards the next great invention. His next great invention that his mind was thinking about was radio, the radio technology. It is very, very, very useful in today's. And we use it anywhere you can see. But at that time, to transmit information through the air without wires must have seemed magical. He again attracted businessmen, and the businessman gave him money to fund his ideas. But Tesla could not think like a practical businessman. He was always thinking of helping the world, and he was always thinking of, he was always have a dream that to provide free energy, free and limitless network of free and limitless energy that would connect the world. And he was so busy with his dream of providing free energy that an Italian scientist named Marconi beat him in this race. And Marconi went on to become famous, very famous, for developing the radio, for inventing the radio. And Tesla lost this race because he was busy with his dream that is not able in that time, or not able, and he also had another dream to end war forever. How? He went on to invent a death ray that would shoot lightning. He hoped that his death ray would be so powerful that it would end war forever. Most people thought he had gone crazy. But Tesla wasn't crazy. He just wanted to end war with his death ray. But after he died, the US government quickly took all of his research papers, so no one else could build the weapon of death, and only the United States could have and use his weapon of death.